can't believe I'm sitting here waiting for you to join me on our wedding night. My new husband. Literally, my prince. And worse, I don't even know what join me means. I really should write this all down somewhere. I can only imagine someone turning this into a fairy tale and getting it all wrong. Something about, and then she married the prince and they lived happily ever after. This does not feel like happily ever after. It's easily the most confusing day of my life. I mean, come on. First, I'm raised in the forest by three elderly fairies to avoid the wrath of some evil woman who's got a beef with my father, the king. Then, on my 18th birthday, I finally get to return to the castle for a proper birthday party, and then she shows up and puts a curse on me and the whole kingdom. We fell into a deep sleep for years. I don't know how many. Then this morning, you ride in, kiss me on the lips, and everyone wakes up, which makes you quite popular. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. People are babbling on about true love's kiss. I mean, I guess it was nice, as far as first kisses go. I felt a strange tingling sensation everywhere. But that's not the point. My father got all caught up in it and decreed that we marry this same day. So, to recap, raised by elderly fairies, put into a deep sleep, then, in the past 12 hours, kissed once, woke up, and got married. You look as dazed and confused as I was. Then, when we were pronounced husband and wife, another quick kiss, which I will say I also quite enjoyed. And then I was whisked away by my three fairy godmothers to... Wait, what did they say? Ah, yes, to prepare me for my wedding night. They bathed me, powdered me, perfumed me. I have no idea what's supposed to happen tonight. But apparently it's important that I be squeaky clean and not malodorous in any way. And the finishing touches. They strung flowers in my hair and put me in this lacy white gown that's practically see-through. Then they led me to this ornate bedroom in a part of the castle I've never seen before. Oh, and forget about actually preparing me for tonight. They were zero help when I asked what I should expect tonight with you. One of them passed out and fell from the sky when I asked, which was a great comfort. The other flitted away, pretending she had something to tend to. And the one who remained turned pale and said, "Tonight, two will become one," before also flitting away. So, it sounds like I'm in for an impossible math problem. Hello, my prince. My husband. I can't believe I'm saying that. You look terrified. Come. Come sit with me on this... our... bed. Yes, it was an odd day. I see your eyes on me. I'm sorry this gown is not very modest. Thank you for telling me I smell nice. I'll let the fairies know that you noticed. Oh, Nothing. Never mind. Are you carrying a book? Are we to spend the night reading? Now you look even more terrified. There seemed to be a lot of whispering going on about us at the feast. Do you know what we're supposed to do together tonight? You think so? Why won't you look at me? Have you done this thing before? Oh. Well, I don't know what it is we're even talking about, but since no one will tell me, I can't imagine there are things I've done before. Well, we will just have to learn together. So, tell me what you know. Why are you looking away? Sorry? Why are you sorry? I don't understand. What do you mean you must do terrible things to me? It's in the book? What's in the book? Drawings? Who gave you this book? The castle has a librarian? The things you don't know when you're hidden away in the woods with 3 geriatric fairies. Well, will you show it to me? Husband, please show me what you're worried about. Thank you. Now, let's just open up to this page and, which way is up here? Oh. Well, that's just silly. I mean, he's putting something inside of her where she where she pees. Why would he do that? And where would he get such a thing? The difference between a man and a woman. Of course I know. It's obvious. Women have breasts. From the look on your face, it seems that I may only get partial credit for that answer. I'm sure I know, but again, I was raised by fairies in a forest. Will you remind me of the particulars? Really? You have one of these things? No, you don't. I don't believe you. Show me. Oh. You do have one. Fancy that. I'm suddenly parched. But yours is soft, not like the one in the picture. Yes, I'll show you mine. Let me pull my gown up. There. You seem to like mine. And your thing is starting to look more like the one in the book. I suddenly feel quite strange. Show me this book again. I just don't understand how this would work or why people would do such a thing. But they seem to be enjoying themselves. But how could she bear such an intrusion? Turn the page, husband. Oh. What are they? Is she applying her mouth to his thing while he does the same to her opening? I am suddenly not feeling myself. I'm warm and I have this nervous feeling in my stomach, and like a warm feeling. Oh, this is embarrassing. A warm feeling between my legs. Will you feel my head? Oh God, your hand is warm too. Maybe we're both coming down with something? What's on the next page? I'm very confused now, husband. Are you seeing what I'm seeing? In some pictures, he's putting his thing in the front, and, in others, he's putting it in the back. Well, you're right. There are more pictures when he's putting it in the front. Maybe that's the preferred method. Well, I know these things look silly, and they all seem quite indelicate, but I think it's our duty to try them for the sake of our kingdoms. Shall we at least try? All right, help me unlace this gown. Are you all right, husband? Suddenly, you look very hungry. Did you not get enough to eat at the feast? Before we do what's in the pictures, could I have another one of your sweet kisses? Maybe we should try it like in the pictures. They seem to be opening their mouths. Oh, that was completely different from before. No, I liked it. Again, please, husband. Yes, that was even better than the one that woke me up. Yes, an odd request, but you may touch my breasts. Oh, that feels nice. No, keep touching. It makes me tingle. Yes, your kisses. You can use your magical kisses there as well. What a sound I've just made. I don't know where that came from. Your kisses feel wonderful. Yes, I'd like to feel them there again. Oh, this is making that long sleep worth it. Yes, just like that. Which page? Let me see again. Yes. It seems quite silly to be using their mouths like that, but we can try, you know, for the good of our kingdoms and all that. But I must warn you, I feel so strange down there, and oddly slick. Now, turn on your side so I can reach your thing as well. Show me the picture again. Huh. Well, there's no way I can fit it all in my mouth. But how does it feel when I put the tip in my mouth like this? Husband, now you're making that strange sound. Yes, I'll keep going. Oh, I feel such power over you when I do this. And you are like steel covered in soft velvet. Yes, you may part my legs. Oh. The fairies certainly didn't tell me any of this. The way you're applying your mouth to me, Oh, no, don't stop. It is like heaven must be. Oh, I'm sorry I can't concentrate on your stalk while your mouth is distracting me. Oh, I will just hold you in my soft hands. Yes, I'll keep going. I feel strange. Something is building inside me, and I must know where it leads. Oh, yes, there. You're right there, husband. Do not change a thing, or I'll have that evil woman put a curse on you. Oh my goodness. Oh, I'm shaking. Oh, it's unbearable. My body is... the heat of it all. What's happening? Husband, thank you for that. I had no idea how wonderful true love's kiss could be until you applied it down there. Oh, but look at you. Your stalk is red and so swollen. We must try to put it inside me. Oh, the front, I think. I think we should try the front this time. My entrance is so slick from your kisses. That may help you inside. Oh my, your face. You are covered with my moisture. Yes, I will part my legs wider. Now, I have no idea how this will feel, and you do seem a bit larger than my entrance. So, let's go very slowly, all right? Oh. Oh. Yes. I think that's the right place. All right. All right. Stop there for a moment. I am stretching for you, but it's not entirely comfortable. You are gritting your teeth. Thank you for holding back. A little more. You can give me a little more. Oh. 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 It is a lot to take. I fear your way is blocked, husband. I will try to relax. No, no. We must do this. Will you push a little? No, I'm all right. Stop a moment. Did you? Yes, you've breached the obstacle and are inside me. Husband, this is not entirely unpleasant. Do you agree? I love feeling you lodged deep in me. What do you think we are supposed to do now? Oh, you are unsheathing yourself, and oh, you're back inside, stretching me again. Oh, does that bring you pleasure? Then do it. Do what brings you pleasure. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, you are just pistoning in and out of me. Yes, it is good for me too. Oh, there are your moans again. Oh, and that feeling is building up inside me once more. Yes, just like that. When are we supposed to? supposed to? Am I supposed to stop? Again? It happens to me again. Inside me. Oh, let me hold you. I have you. Oh, calm down. Oh, your heart is beating so fast. Oh, yes, rest on my breast. Between my legs. What is that inside me? Is that from you? Why? Why are you laughing, husband? Yes, it did feel good. No, you didn't hurt me. And if those are the terrible things you did to me, I'd like you to act quite terribly in the future. I am glad you found that library. Or we might have spent the night with me playing the flute for you. And I'm a terrible flautist. What? Oh, you're wicked. Yes, I did play yours quite well. And I'll get better at it. Now, I know I've been asleep for years, but I'm suddenly quite sleepy again. If I don't wake up and you must kiss me again, I'd prefer that you apply true love's kiss between my legs. Yes, I will. I will do the same for you. And maybe, in the morning, we can review more of that beautiful book.